Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, September 23rd, 2013, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, a veteran with ties to both the CIA and Al-Qaeda is released from detainment. Then, Saudi Arabia threatens to end the career of a journalist over a chemical weapons story, and how GMO contamination became the new norm at the USDA. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I don't get scared when I see black ski masks and helicopters and checkpoints. That's our darling government. I like a proctology exam.
We talk a lot about the authentic media and the corporate media, and this next story illustrates just how the corporate media is controlled and how they move that control to their reporters to intimidate them. Saudi Arabia threatens to end the career of AP reporter over chemical weapons story. Now, this is a story we reported back on InfoWars a couple of weeks ago. AP reporter Dale Gavlik has been threatened over her involvement in a story which exposed how Syrian rebels were responsible for the August 21st chemical weapons attack after being handed the weapons by Saudi intelligence agents. Gavlik has now been, quote, indefinitely suspended, unquote, by the AP with no public explanation from the news agency. It looks like the threat to end her career worked. She had confirmed at the time with several colleagues and with the Jordanian embassy that the Saudis were supplying chemical weapons. And if you remember, in the story, they said that the people in the community did not know exactly what these weapons were, that they accidentally exploded. And we've also had information from Dr. Yusuf Bodansky and others that this type of sarin gas that was used in the March attack is a kitchen-style variety. In other words, a home-brewed variety. It's not a military industrial-grade variety of sarin. And that would explain why there was a lot of questions at the very beginning as to why the first responders were not dying from sarin gas. But getting back to the fallout of this story, of just honestly reporting what she found, going on the scene and talking to people and getting the information instead of just parroting the government line. Remember that both wings of left and right are under real control by the corporate media. And in the case of Fox News, Saudi Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal owns a 7% stake in News Corp. That's Fox News' parent corporation. He's the second largest shareholder behind the Rupert Murdoch family. And Joseph Farah pointed out just 3 years ago that the Saudi prince, Al-Waleed, owns a very significant percentage of News Corp and has let the world know that he can get things taken off of Fox News if he doesn't like the story and has done so in the past. So he's bragged about that. We've also seen Saudi Prince Bandar, who was reportedly in charge of intelligence that shipped these chemical weapons. We've also seen in leaked transcripts from the Russians that he threatened the Russians that they would, if they did not stop supporting the Syrian government, that they would have terrorist attacks during the Olympics. So when you look at this and you say, well, we've got Israel, we've got Saudi, aren't they supposed to be on opposite sides? It looks like they're both working with Al-Qaeda. It looks like the U.S. is working with Al-Qaeda. The CIA is working with Al-Qaeda. At the same time, they're saying that Al-Qaeda is the greatest threat to the homeland here in America and using that as an excuse to take away our rights. The question is, when are people in this country, when is the American public going to wake up to this phony charade that's going on, where you've got these musical chairs of terrorists, these changing alliances? As Kissinger said, they have no permanent allies, only permanent interests. And their interest is to subdue the public and to take away our civil liberties. Look at this story. The CIA-linked vet who fought with Al-Qaeda has now been released from jail. Understand that this is a guy who, his father said, worked for the CIA. He was just released from jail today after having served only 3 months. And this is what he's accused of having done. 31-year-old Eric Haroon has received what's been described as a sweet plea deal after he faced life in prison for providing material support to a terrorist organization by fighting with Jabhat al-Nusra. Remember that name? That's the al-Qaeda organization in Syria. The group that the New York Times reported, quote, killed numerous American troops in Iraq. He bragged about shooting at least 10 people. He's been fighting alongside jihadists, and you can see videos of his exploits on YouTube where he's bragging about people that he's taking down. Now, this comes as we see these attacks in Kenya, the shopping mall, and the people there identifying, self-identifying themselves as Mujahideen. Remember the name of the Mujahideen? Those were the Afghan rebels that Carter and then Reagan aided and armed and trained against the Russians, and they became Al-Qaeda. A lot of them are still going by the original name of Mujahideen. And we see that we've got six Americans among the Nairobi Mall attackers. That's been released today. Also understand, as Jerome Corsi and as Webster Tarpley has pointed out, there is an Obama connection to Kenya besides his supposed birth father being there. We also know that he actively supported Odinga, who has Muslim and communist ties in Kenya. This may be a play, it may be a false flag, because it's very disturbing to see how the corporate media, the mainstream media, was pushing this weekend in the wake of this mall attack in Kenya, saying that this is the sort of thing that's going to be happening in the U.S., and so we need to have TSA all over the malls. That's the way they're using this event, as if it was something that happened in the United States. There may very well be a CIA double agent or Al-Qaeda that's being run in these Kenya attacks, especially considering the close ties and connections that have already been pointed out by Obama in that area. Well, there's breaking news about the IRS scandal, and what is the connection between the New York Police Department and Apple iPhones? Coming up right after the break. Stay tuned.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
The Alex Jones Channel is the official page of the InfoWar. But don't miss what's happening on our other channels. The InfoWarrior, with the week's best videos. Prison Planet Live, where Paul Joseph Watson gives his expert analysis. And keep up with the rest of the InfoWars crew on our other pages. All of our videos are available to repost for educational purposes. See the sidebar of the Alex Jones Channel for the subscription links. And remember, you can always find our videos in the highest quality by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, when Monsanto cross-pollinates neighboring crops and trespasses them, corrupting them, the U.S. government doesn't think that's a problem. The USDA now considers GMO contamination to be normal. The USDA said that the detection of Monsanto genes in a neighboring farm should be addressed by the marketplace and not the government. How can the marketplace stop cross-pollinization of crops? It can't do it. And just as we saw last week, the corporations are using the government schools to propagandize our children.
Education in the United States is under attack by the federal government. It's supposed to be handled by the state anyway. The vehicle that they're using for their destruction is Common Core and also C-Scope. Common Core was created by the NGA, National Governors Association, and CCSSO, Council of Chief State School Officers, with zero input from states, school boards, and parents. They have no authority from any state to write the standards. On the Common Core website, in their own disclaimer, they say that NGA and CCSO don't warrant, endorse, approve, or certify the info on the Common Core website. Currently in the news, downloading is mean. Content industry drafts an anti-piracy curriculum for elementary schools. Listen up, children. Cheating on your homework is bad, but not as bad as sharing a music track with a friend or otherwise depriving the content industry of its well-earned profits. It suggests falsely that ideas are property and that building on others' ideas always requires permission. The overriding message of this curriculum is that students' time should be consumed not in creating, but in worrying about their impact on corporate profits. And students at Hartford Magnet Trinity College Academy in Hartford, Connecticut, were on a field trip last November to Nature's Classroom when they were asked to reenact slavery as part of an educational exercise.
The fact that they used the N-word. I mean, how dare you do that, say that to my child, and call it an educational experience? Really? Hartford, you could not see that something was wrong with this?
In Denton, Texas, they have rewritten the Constitution to read, "The people have a right to keep and bear arms in a state militia." The actual Second Amendment reads, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." I'm Gigi Arnetta with an InfoWars Nightly News Special Report.
And if you want more information about how the media and the public schools control public opinion, get State of Mind, available exclusively on DVD and Blu-ray from InfoWarsStore.com. Does it strike you as odd that the New York Police Department would be encouraging people to upgrade their iPhones to iOS 7? Yeah, we thought it was pretty strange, too.
The iPhone 5S just launched, but the NYPD seems to be big fans of the new security features. Police officers were handing out flyers to people around New York City on Saturday, nudging them to upgrade their devices to Apple's new iOS 7 operating system, saying the software gives added security to your devices. Sure, the new iOS security features include a Find My iPhone activation lock, which when enabled would prevent a thief from disabling the tracking system. But a pretty major oversight lets thieves quickly and easily prevent users from using the Find My iPhone to track and locate their stolen device. Another flaw discovered by security experts lets anyone bypass PIN or passcode protected lock screens to send emails, update your status on social networks, access your photos, you name it. So does the added security come from the new fingerprint recognition software? The built-in fingerprint scanner reads a user's prints, replacing the need for a password. The phone uses a high-res image to determine whether the fingerprint belongs to the owner or not. And there's no need to worry about a thief coming along and chopping off your finger to use it to get into your phone. Apple says they already worked this out by making sure the sensor will only recognize a live finger with a recognizable pulse. But the iPhone 5S has only been out for the weekend, and it's already been hacked. A German hacker group known as the Chaos Computing Club claims to have already defeated Apple's Touch ID using a fabricated print. The hackers simply made a fake finger mold using a photo of a fingerprint. You know, those fingerprints that you unwillingly leave everywhere, like your keyboard, a mouse, a coffee cup, the subway doors. Well, and apparently you don't even need access to a printer in order to get past Touch ID. You can unlock the iPhone 5S with your nipples. Granted, the nipple is possibly a more secure body part to register since you don't go around leaving those prints everywhere, hopefully, but it sure would be awkward getting into your phone at a restaurant. And some users have even registered their phones using paw prints. So this super secure iPhone 5S has already been hacked into, so why is the NYPD actively pushing for people to upgrade to a safer operating system? You'd think they were on the payroll or something. Well, it turns out the NYPD's public awareness notice also urges people to register their devices with their Operation Identification Program.
It's never available to other software, and it's never stored on Apple servers or backed up to iCloud.
But what about when your fingerprints are backed up into the NYPD database? Operation Identification Program might help the NYPD cut down on petty crime, but it also means that your fingerprints are going to be linked in their database. So not only are they violating your Fourth Amendment with their stop and frisk policy, but now they want you to just hand over your biometric data for safety. But it's okay. You're not a criminal. You're just a concerned parent. Or a conscientious protester. Maybe you're just a college kid going to the store. Or just minding your business at a bus stop. The police want you to use your upgraded iPhone for safety. Just as long as you don't turn it around on them for your own protection while filming police brutality.
To see the progression of the police state, pick up copies of the Police State Trilogy and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA at InfoWarsShop.com.
For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
Well, with all the breaking scandals and wars pending, do you remember the IRS scandal and Lois Lerner, who was the head of the division and the center of the scandal?
Members of this committee have accused me of providing false information when I responded to questions about the IRS processing of applications for tax exemption. I have not done anything wrong.
Well, recently released emails show that her office was very much involved. It was not something that was limited just to the Cincinnati local office, as she claimed. So she's activated her golden parachute and looks like she won't be going to jail, as most of the members of the Obama administration aren't. Gigi Urnetta is going to be right back after the break with an interview with Mike Velarde, a former IRS criminal investigator, and they're going to go into this a lot farther. Stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Tonight, Mike Velarde joins me. He is a former criminal investigator for the IRS. He's been here with us before, but we are going to talk about Lois Lerner and Obamacare. All right, Mike, thank you so much for being back on the InfoWars Nightly News. We just found out Lois Lerner resigned.
Wow. Well, you know what that means? That means that they had enough evidence on her to prosecute her to force her hand, because she was very adamant about not resigning after she took the Fifth in front of Congress. But what will happen is TIGDA, which is the Treasury Inspector General's office, they had interviewed her probably about a year ago. And I think the reason that she took the Fifth initially was because whatever she said to them in that interview was probably not 100% correct. As a matter of fact, it was probably, a lie, or she misrepresented something to them, and she couldn't go before Congress and lie to them, so she decided to take the Fifth.
And what is TIGDA?
TIGDA is the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. They're like the internal police of the IRS.
Okay, so when you were a criminal investigator with the IRS, this is an area that you were familiar with.
Yeah, well, TIGDA would investigate any IRS issues, including criminal matters that among employees. And when they were doing the initial investigation, you know, of course, her name came up because she was the head of that tax exempt group that was looking at these Tea Party people, and so she was interviewed. And obviously, when she was interviewed, she must have covered up or said some things that were not true. And of course, when she came before Congress, she felt that what she had to do was take the Fifth, because if it came out, they already had memos and documentation of what she said, and some of the evidence differed from what she said in that interview, so she would have lost her job. And now what basically happened was they probably came back to her with enough evidence and said, hey, listen, Lois, you have a choice here. You can either resign today, or tomorrow you're going to be terminated. What would you want to do?
So if she would not have resigned,
they would have fired her.
They would have fired her. What about prison time? Is there anything like that involved?
Well, what's going to happen, that's going to be up to the Justice Department if they want to pick up this case. Now, I would highly doubt the Obama administration is going to want to prosecute her.
Yeah, Eric Holder, I just don't see it happening.
No, yeah. I don't see it happening either. So she's probably going to get her full pension because she resigned instead of was fired. But if she did not resign, she would have been fired. That's basically the alternative you're given.
And when you were with the IRS, you guys were already carrying weapons to certain situations. Tell our viewers a little bit about what you went through as far as training.
Yeah, well, the special agents, the only special agents of the criminal division of the IRS are the only ones that carry weapons. There's about, I guess, 3,000 of them nationally. And they work doing, they do the money laundering cases on the drug cartels. They go after the organized crime people. They do the most egregious tax cases that have criminal sentences. Now, what is very unique about that is the IRS firearms training is probably the best among any of the law enforcement agencies in the country. Definitely better than most police departments, because the IRS has the time to train their agents better. In other words, if an IRS agent is off the streets for 4 days out of a year instead of one or two, It's really not a big deal. And of course, the IRS doesn't want the publicity of having a special agent shoot somebody. You know, that would be horrible publicity for the IRS. So as a result, they have to get additional training, judgment pistol shooting training on the fax machine. They have to qualify four times a year instead of once or twice, which most police departments will qualify once or twice a year. The IRS, it's four times. They have that extra, like I said, the judgment pistol shooting. They use the paintball guns, you know, to enact live situations. So you kind of get a little tested with somebody shooting back at you in those situations. So actually the firearms training is very good at the IRS, better than anybody would expect.
The reason I brought that up was because I wanted to discuss with you the difference between gun training with the IRS and our police, and the fact that we are going to need probably some more people when we're handling Obamacare. I'm sure we're going to need a little bit of help. I understand that they're hiring some people to undertake that.
They want to hire 16,000 people, which would be a pretty massive expansion of the Internal Revenue Service. Now, the reason for that is the way Obamacare is going to work, if you cannot afford insurance, you're going to get taxed. So you're going to have on your W-2, there's going to be a new box that's going to say whether you have health insurance or not. If you don't, if the box isn't checked or if the information isn't filled out correctly, then the IRS is going to send you a letter. It's called a 30-day letter. And in the letter, they're going to say, according to our records, you do not have health insurance. If you do, please supply proof of your health insurance within the next 30 days. Otherwise, pay us, you know, the tax will start at $95, but within 2 years, it'll be up to about $695. So it's going to jump up quite a bit. You know, they start off subtly, and then, of course, they expand it. Just like with the income tax. When the income tax first came out, the highest tax rate was less than 6%. You know, now look what the tax rates are. So the same with Obamacare. So they want to have people in place to enforce that, because there's going to be millions of people that are going to have to pay that tax, and they're going to have to collect it.
Is there any surprises in Obamacare tax-wise that we should be ready for?
Yeah, there's actually quite a number of them. One thing that Obamacare does is it limits your medical itemized deductions on your medical. So actually, it's going to cause, you know, you have less medical deductions instead of more. You know, you would have thought that if they wanted to help people with their health care, they would have given you more deductions, not less. They did just the opposite. They also limited your medical savings account. So if you were going to have a big heart operation last year, you could have put 50, and you were making, let's say, $100,000 a year, you could have put $30,000 towards that operation and it would have been tax free. Well, under Obamacare, you're capped at $2,500. So, it actually makes it more expensive. I mean, you're paying more out of your pocket and getting less tax deductions for what you spend because of Obamacare. Which it didn't make any sense, but that's what it is. What it is.
I wanted to see about debunking. I keep hearing things like, "Yes, they're going to be able to get into your bank accounts." Can they actually access your bank accounts through the Obamacare Act?
That remains to be seen. I mean, I don't really think they're going to get the full funding for it. I don't think it's going to. I mean, the legislation as is written. Mm-hmm. It's a total nightmare. It's $1.7 trillion in new taxes. It's pretty much like contracting with McDonald's to feed the hungry, except when you contract with them, you agree to pay McDonald's $30 a hamburger. You know, it's that expensive. So the cost benefit, I mean, there could have been more inexpensive solutions to healthcare than the one they chose. This one just gives the federal government a lot of control of the economy and created a big new bureaucracy. And it really doesn't do much to help the people as far as better health care goes.
What about situations where you need a heart? Let's just go all the way, like a heart transplant and you're over a certain age. I mean, is there really an IRS agent that's going, I don't think so, Mr. Miller. You can't have that heart transplant. Or is that a different area than the, is it other outside of the IRS? Is it a situation where there's another company working with the IRS to make those decisions?
Well, I mean, I think what's going to happen is Obamacare creates a bureaucracy, you know, where you have layers of approval. They build a big bureaucracy within, you know, and it's going to create a lot of red tape that's probably going to lead to worse healthcare instead of better healthcare. The paperwork is enormous. There's going to have to be people looking at all that paperwork that it's going to generate. It's going to generate a lot of, a lot of wasteful spending, to say the least. I don't honestly think Congress is going to authorize the salaries for 16,000 new IRS employees.
And right now, inside of the system itself, isn't it struggling as far as not having enough employees?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what happened. Back in 2009, when Congress was controlled by the Democrats, President Obama asked them for an extra $640 million to expand the IRS. He got the money. He hired specifically revenue agents and revenue officers with that money, basically to assess more taxes and to collect more money. Now, since then, with these scandals and everything, Congress doesn't want to fund the IRS at that expanded level. Okay, but they can't fire the people that they hired. So what they're doing, as people leave, they're not replacing them. So now this is creating quite a nightmare, because if you have, let's say, four secretaries in a building and three leave, well, the three that left aren't being replaced. So now you have one secretary. And that's happened in certain offices. So as a result, people are not being replaced. So yeah, I have a client, and the RO that he has left, you know, went to and took another job, and that case got reassigned. Well, it's not going to be a high priority of the person it got reassigned to, because they have their own caseload. They have a full caseload that they have to work. So it sits on the back burner. So as a result, they're not getting things done, you know, because of the fact that people are leaving and they're not being replaced.
Well, it sounds like if you have a problem with Obamacare and you're having to deal with the IRS, it's going to be backlogged.
It's going to be backlogged. It's going to be a nightmare. This whole thing is a nightmare. It's just bad legislation. It's bad law. And whenever you're trying to enact bad law, there's going to be a lot of problems.
Well, Mike, if our viewers need tax help and they need it bad, where can they find you again?
MikeVillardiea.com. Or just call and leave a message at 888-873-8825. That's 888-873-8825, and I'll call you back.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for being back on the show, and I'm sure we'll do it again, because the IRS has plenty of scandals to talk about.
Hey, thank you, Gigi. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Well, now that Mike is not with the IRS anymore, he's doing battle for people against the IRS. You can always reach him if you have a little tax problem. And you can go to the InfoWars shop and check out Masters of Money Special. It explains how the global elite manipulate the monetary system to gain power and wealth. All this is available on the InfoWars store page. And don't forget to sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv today. You can give your username and password to up to 10 people. Help fight the tyranny. Get the word out. I'm Gigi Arnetta. Join us again tomorrow night for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 p.m. Central.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.